Blog Talk Radio.
A bit more vitamin D might help prevent colds and flu, and that's what we're going to talk about today. And the reason I'm excited about it is because my purpose today is not to convince you to get the shot or not get the shot. That is definitely an individual choice between you and your healthcare provider. My purpose today, and my purpose in taking the next 15 minutes of your journey, is to give you some fodder, give you some information that science, scientifically backed up, to help you reinforce your immune system, your family's immune system, your children's immune system, to be able to help you get through this, what we call the, quote, flu season. You know, when I was growing up, we didn't have a flu season. All of a sudden, all these vaccines come on the scene, and we have a flu season. So let's dive into this information. This is Dr. Jim Bachman. I am a natural hair natural health care practitioner. When you get excited, your brain loses control of your tongue and your mouth, and therefore, you know, things come out. You've done it. We've all done it. So let's get started on this journey today. And whether it is your decision to get the injection of flu or not, you know, my purpose is to give you some information to work with. Even if you decide to get the injection for you and your family, I suggest that you listen very closely. This may save your life. If you don't decide to get the injection like I do, I have not, and as a result of it, the flu becomes, you know, maybe a cold or something like that. So that's my purpose. My purpose is to give you information for you, your family, your relatives, to be able to make some scientifically informed decisions to help improve the way your immune system works. Because you are listening to this broadcast because your immune system has functioned up to this point. And our goal then today is to reinforce it so it can continue to do that, because you cannot outlive your immune system. When your immune system doesn't defend you, then you can no longer function, because then the environment will get you, so to speak. Now, that's kind of bold, but that's absolutely true. Each and every one of us has had the cold, the flu, the cancer, heart disease, and that kind of thing, and our immune system has been able to defend us against it. I mean, that's a fact. You can check with your health care practitioner. That is absolutely a fact. Every day, we have cancerous cells in our body, and our immune system identifies them and gets rid of them. So doesn't it make more sense? Doesn't it make more sense that you want to reinforce your immune system to be able to help you defend you at the maximum? Doesn't that make sense? You know, kids, as you know, when children get into what? Sugar. What happens? They get kind of different. You know, the sugar high. Guess what the other component of that sugar high is? It weakens your immune system. So, according to the research, according to conventional health, you never hear this because of the politics involved with it. So, let's give you some information that's going to make some common sense. Whether you find it interesting or whether you don't, my hope is that you will. And prove me wrong. Please prove me wrong. And if you prove me wrong, I'll apologize. I've been doing natural health care for 43 years, and I have always found that when you eat healthy, when you exercise, when you drink healthy water, when you rest properly, when you don't partake of the nasty things in life, and you minimize your exposure to toxins, your body's healthier. Have you found that to be true or not? You know, there are, as you know, there are folks out there that no matter what they do, they seem to be able to weave their way through it. Whether you call them healthy or whether you don't is totally your view. And my purpose today is to give you some information. So vitamin D, you've heard of vitamin D. Lately, in the last 2 or 3 years, we have been ordering vitamin D blood test. It's very simple to do. You just add it to your test and find out what your numbers are. If your numbers are low, and what my experience has been in reviewing and working with many, many folks is people that have the lowest level of vitamin D in their blood are more susceptible to colds, flus, asthma, allergies, a lot of the metabolic problems that your body would normally defend you against. You know, that's something that drives the point home. Vitamin D has its effect in our immune system, has its effect in our regulation of blood sugar levels. Vitamin D, by the way, has its effect on your genes. Human beings, in 1996, we finally cracked the genetic pairing of human genomes. And it was found out that human beings have about 25, 26,000 genes that control every aspect of your life. Genes produce proteins, and those proteins then are you. They replace your skin, your hair, your bones, all the things that are you. And vitamin D, in the latest research, vitamin D3 affects about 3,000 of those 25, 26,000 genes. So as you can see from that information, that vitamin D is pretty important in your functioning and being healthy. So vitamin D, now this is the headline, vitamin D works better than flu vaccine if your levels are low. Let me repeat that again. Vitamin D levels work better than flu vaccine if your levels are low. And these research studies have been going on. And this particular research study was an overall. The studies included nearly 11,000 individuals from more than a dozen countries. And it was, as it was reported by Time magazine. And you know what they found? For people with the most deficient vitamin D deficiency, blood levels below what is considered to be 10 nanograms per milliliter, taking a supplement cut the risk of respiratory infection in half. Can you imagine that? How many of you out there get respiratory infections throughout the year, and particularly in, quote-unquote, the flu season, and particularly in the wintertime? So if we could cut your risk for respiratory infections by 50%, wasn't this 15 minutes worth it? So the next time you're going to your physician or your healthcare provider for a checkup, ask them to check your vitamin D level. And then, once you find out what it is, then start on the process of raising it through your diet. You know, fish and fish oils are the best way to raise it. Actually, the best way to raise it is exposure to sun. If you're listening to this program and you're north of the equator in the wintertime, starting when the days get shortened around November through March, April, in the northern hemisphere, and I'm in Pennsylvania, we don't get much sun. Matter of fact, in Pennsylvania, you have day after day after day after day. It gets so boring in the wintertime that we have problems with no sun. It's cloudy. And we have short day syndrome in the northern hemisphere. You know, it's called depression. We have vitamin D levels plummet. And as a result of it, blood sugar is more crazy to manage in the wintertime. Colds and flus are more prevalent in the wintertime. And if we could help avoid that simply by changing our diet 3 times a week, add oily fish, and if you don't like fish, Let's do, we'll say oily fish, cod, salmon, halibut, tuna, trout, mackerel, sardines. Those are oily fish. They contain lots of vitamin D. And if you can't do that, you don't like fish, then you have to rely on a supplement. Or you have to rely on sun exposure. And if you live in a place where you can get sun exposure, 10 or 15 minutes a day your arms and legs should help raise your level. If it doesn't, then you have to supplement it. But if we could cut your wrist exposure by 50%, you know what happens to children when they go back to school? The first week or two, they're okay. After that, you start the snotty nose, you start all those symptoms. Doesn't it make more sense to make sure your children's vitamin D levels are up to snuff whenever they go back to school? It makes absolute sense to me. If this common sense thing could change a person's life and they could avoid the flu, or I'm not saying they're going to be able to never have the flu again, but I'm saying this is my purpose today, is to give you information in your toolbox so you can pull out your information, apply that information, and avoid a week or two miss school. Avoid the flu to the point where it puts you in the hospital, or even worse, cost you your life. That is so sad whenever we have so many of folks that could be helped by this information. You know, we have a lot of drugs out there in the pharmaceutical industry that affect your immune function. All the biologics, all of the NSAIDs, all affect your immune system. And your immune system is designed for what purpose? To work to defend you. So that's another reason. If you're on pharmaceutical products, you want to check your vitamin D. If you're on any kind of pharmaceutical product that affects your immune system on a regular basis, you want to check your vitamin D. Study after study after study after study is demonstrating that vitamin D is more important if your vitamin D levels are low than pharmaceutical agents. So you need to be aware of that, and you don't hear that on the daily news. All you hear on the daily news is, get your flu shot, get your flu shot. Well, folks, that may be an option for you, but if you decide that you want to reinforce your immune system, and if you decide to get the flu shot, you still need to reinforce your immune system because it doesn't protect you against everything. People with higher levels of vitamin D, and particularly in children, saw the reduction in about 10%, which is about equal to the productive effect of injectable flu vaccine, the researchers are saying. So what they're saying is, when you boil it down, particularly in people who have low levels of vitamin D is more significant in protecting you against the flu, against respiratory problems, against colds, than the injections. So, folks, vitamin D works better than the flu vaccine if your levels are low. Other studies support the link between vitamin D deficiency and influenza. In a study done in 2010, researchers investigated the effect of vitamin D on the incidence of seasonal influenza A in school children. The randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled study. Now, that's a mouthful. What they're saying there is they studied 430 kids, gave some of them nothing, what is called a placebo, gave them nothing, raised the levels of other kids of vitamin D, and they were given 1,200 international units of vitamin D3 per day, while the other half received a placebo, which was nothing. So over the overall, children in the treatment group were, listen to this, 42% less likely to come down with the flu. Now, according to the experts, flu vaccines protect about 10% of the people that get them. Woo-hoo! Isn't that, that's just crazy. And this study suggests that vitamin D3 supplementation during the winter may reduce the incidence of influenza A, especially in specific subgroups of children. Isn't that absolutely amazing? I certainly hope you apply this information, make the changes that can help protect you, your family. And my goal is to send this out in a loving way that makes the difference. Have an amazing day.